Model Test 5, Speaking Section. The speaking section tests your ability to communicate in English in an academic setting. During the test, you will be presented with 6 speaking questions. The questions ask for a response to a single question, a conversation, a talk, or a lecture. You may take notes as you listen, but notes are not graded. You may use your notes to answer the questions. Some of the questions ask for a response to a reading passage and a talk or a lecture. The reading passages and the questions are written, but most of the directions will be spoken. Your speaking will be evaluated on both the fluency of the language and the accuracy of the content. You will have 15 to 20 seconds to prepare and 45 to 60 seconds to respond to each question. Typically, a good response will require all of the response time, but the answer will be complete by the end of the response time. The time for the speaking section is about 20 minutes. A clock on the screen will show you how much time you have to prepare your answer and how much time you have to record it.
Number 1. Listen for a question about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
If you were asked to choose one place in your country where you would take a tourist, which one would you choose? Why? What is especially impressive about the place? Use specific reasons and details to explain your choice.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 2. Listen for a question that asks your opinion about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Some people believe that the best way to succeed is to set goals and work hard to achieve them. Other people think that hard work is not as important as good luck. Which point of view do you think is true, and why? Use specific reasons and examples to support your opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 3. Read a short passage and listen to a talk on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
A student meeting is planned to discuss the policy for vehicle registration. Read the policy in the college catalog, printed on page 400. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to a student who is speaking at the meeting. She is expressing her opinion about the policy.
Well, I don't mind paying a parking fee, and I even think that $20 is reasonable. But my concern is that some of us are using more than one car. And since the registration's for the car, not the student, well, then you have to pay $40 so you can drive both of your cars on campus. But you're only one student. See what I mean? Like me, sometimes I have to take my husband's car, and one time last semester, I didn't have it registered and I got a ticket. I think that every student should pay a parking fee and then just put a parking permit on the windshield of whatever car the student is driving that day. Don't you?
The student expresses her opinion of the policy for vehicle registration. Report her opinion and explain the reasons that she gives for having that opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 4. Read a short passage and then listen to part of a lecture on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now read the passage about stress, printed on page 401. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class. The professor is talking about an experiment.
Let me tell you about a classic experiment on rats. I think it was first done in the early 70s by Weiss and reported in the Scientific American. Anyway, the rats were divided randomly into three groups. Rats in the first group were given shocks, but just before the shock was induced, they received a warning in the form of a tone. The second group of rats was also given shocks, but this group didn't receive the warning tone. And the final, control group, received no shocks, but they were exposed to the same warning tone as the first group. After a few weeks, the rats were examined, and the animals that had received shocks with no warning were already showing severe signs of stomach ulcers. The other two groups of rats showed little or no instance of ulcers. According to Weiss, the experiment confirmed that unexpected events are more stressful than those that can be predicted. In related experiments, there was also evidence that even a small amount of control over the circumstances surrounding the stress can lower the negative effects. When rats were allowed to select their own rest and feeding times, they experienced less physical damage than did rats that received the same amount of rest and feeding at times that were selected for them.
Explain the causes of stress and relate them to the experiment with rats.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 5. Listen to a short conversation. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between a student and her friend.
What are you going to do for the project?
I don't know. I was hoping you could help me think of something.
Well, you're such a good artist, you could talk about watercolor while you're doing one in front of the class. That'd be totally awesome. If I were you, that's what I'd do.
Maybe. But what if I make a mistake in front of everyone?
Come on, you're really talented. Besides, you wouldn't have to do much preparation beforehand.
True. And it fits in with what we've been talking about in class.
Yeah. Or how about this? You could bring in a photograph, a pencil drawing, and a watercolor of the same subject. Something simple, so it wouldn't take so much time to do, like a flower. Then you could show the advantages and disadvantages of working with different materials.
I could do that one ahead of time.
You could, but remember, it'd take a lot more time.
Gee, thanks. I'll have to think about it, but these are both really good options.
Describe the woman's problem and the two suggestions that her friend makes about how to handle it. What do you think the woman should do, and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 6. Listen to part of a lecture. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a lecture in a geology class. The professor is discussing caverns.
Okay, as you'll recall, caves form in limestone when acidic groundwater follows some kind of weakness in the rocks. Now, the rock formations in a cavern, that's the technical name that we use for a cave. The rock formations there are of two kinds, stalactites and stalagmites. Both of these formations are water that contains dissolved minerals that accumulate and build deposits. But stalactites hang down from the ceiling of a cavern, and stalagmites protrude up from the floor of the cavern. Well, these words sound a lot alike, and this can be confusing. So I always tell my students to remember that there is a T in stalactites, and the T has a tail that hangs down just like the stalactites that hang down from the ceiling of the cave. But there is an M in stalagmites, and the points on an M stick up like the stalagmites that protrude up from the ground in a cave. And if that doesn't work for you, another way to remember the difference is that stalactite has a C in it, and so does the word ceiling, whereas stalagmite has a G in it, and so does the word ground. So stalactites drip down from the ceiling, and stalagmites build up from the ground. So with these little tricks for remembering the difference, I expect you all to get this right on the next quiz.
Using the main points and examples from the lecture, describe the two kinds of rock formations in a cavern, and explain how the professor helps his students remember the difference between the two.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.